The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander. And alongside producer number nine, so much more than a producer, Kelly Bidlin, who took the opportunity here between segments to do something which was, it was athletic is what it was. You sprinted across the vast Circa casino floor.
Briskly walked.
Yeah. To use, with a pronounced arm swing, of course.
Yeah.
To use the restroom, and you got all the way back. Well done.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Clearly, you don't notice how often I do it, but yeah.
You do it all every show?
Not every show, but yeah. I would say 2-3 times a week for sure.
I never get off this chair. Never.
Yeah, Gil's locked in. As soon as he... Actually, hanging out watching college basketball with Gil last night... This guy, I always talk about him like he's a robot because there's bottles of water next to him that he never takes a sip out of for the whole show. He doesn't go to the bathroom. He's taking a few sips.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
My man's getting Coca-Colas last night and downing them like nothing I've ever seen before.
There's nothing like a flat Coke.
And at some point, I'm having a conversation with Michael Montesano looking around you, and I'm just like, I look back at Gil, and it's like the cup is just tilted and then all the way back.
You kept plying me with Cokes.
All coked up.
Oh,
Gil Alexander.
We get tweets of Beatty the Book. Cowboys underscore Cubs won primetime. Yo, have you ever loved a Dr. Bob sports pick so much that you can't feel your face? Got Auburn to win it all over Houston, so his pick of Bruce Pearl and his Tigers over Michigan tonight was numbingly good. Let's go Tribe. Absolutely, let's go Tribe. 3JackH3131. Are we sure Dr. Bob overslept, or is that symbolism for something else? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oh, you thought Dr. Bob was getting busy with it, is what you're speculating here.
Wow. All right.
And then Dr. Bob himself has chimed in, Kelly. Sorry, all. Just forgot. Was walking my kids to school. That's allowed.
How are you going to hate on a guy who's walking his kids to school?
Yeah. He's just a father doing his thing.
Yeah.
Can't hate on that. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Burke joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Adam, part of the glue that holds this entire operation together. He is responsible for all your betting guides, so much of what happens at VSiN.com, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show to talk baseball, college basketball, or anything else that's on his mind. How you doing, Adam?
I'm good. You know, I'll be doing real well if Kyle Manzardo keeps up a 628 WRC plus for the whole year.
I'm not sure that's sustainable, but we'll see. Adam and I are oppo on our Cleveland Guardians season win totals. He's over. I'm under. You are off to a 1-0 start. I am in the I'm in catch up mode already.
Yeah, I can already taste that steak dinner at the end of the year for our for our season long prop. But hey, I mean, you know, it was kind of a typical Guardians thing, right? You know, they find a way to win. They're leading a 1-run game late. Class A blows the save, and then you know they kind of explode in the 10th, but. You know, I mean, it was Kansas City running themselves out of an inning that really made the difference in that.
I mentioned this off air with you, but I'll say it on air. You're not worried about Class A because he kind of picking up where he left off kind of thing?
No, I mean, I thought the velocity looked good. I think what they really need to do is they need to figure out ways to sequence a little bit differently, use the outside of the plate a little bit more. I mean, going down and into a guy like Pasquantino is just a terrible idea. You know, that's a nitro zone for lefties. Everybody can get to velocity nowadays. I just think Bo Naylor doesn't sequence particularly well when Klaas stays on the mound because you can eliminate half the plate. You know, he doesn't throw anything on the outer half to lefties, and he doesn't throw anything on the inner half really to righties. So you can eliminate half the plate, and that makes it much, much easier as a hitter. So I think that's something that they need to look at. And, you know, I thought the stuff had okay life. I mean, the velocity was good, but I just think it's a sequencing issue where, you know, again, you're eliminating half the plate for a hitter, no matter how hard you throw. You know, it still makes it easier for those guys. So I think they need to figure out, you know, how to sequence a little bit better and maybe mix up the pitch usage some.
I love all versions of Adam Burke, but Adam Burke talking baseball minutia might be my favorite.
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah, me too.
It really is. Okay, no pressure here, Adam. No pressure because Joe Pita went 3-0 yesterday on the show and Mark Borchardt hit his parlay and Legesa hit a 15-1 on the Orioles to score the most runs.
Man.
So there's no pressure.
No pressure.
But do you have any baseball plays today, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it was a difficult opening day for me. And of course, the pitching change didn't help because I wanted to go against Cole Reagans in that Guardians and Royals game. And I opted not to do it with Ben Lively. So would have been a better day had I kind of stuck with my guns on that one. But speaking of the Orioles, I mean, I like them today. You know, Kevin Gausman, the velocity was down in his final spring effort. You know, I've seen some things, too, about he's kind of changed his mechanics a little bit. I the difficult thing at this time of the year is trying to scan through X and find out what actually happened in spring training from the beat writers and other analysts that were watching the games, stuff like that. And it looks like Gausman's changed his mechanics a little bit, particularly with his lower half. He's added some muscle this year, which they think will help the velocity, but he's got more of a compact delivery this year. His extension's not as high, so his velocity's going to play down a little bit, even though he added some miles per hour. So I think that's a guy working through a lot of things right now. And for Charlie Morton, his fastball was objectively bad for the Braves the last 2 years, minus 11 pitching runs both of those seasons. But I think Baltimore's going to have him throw his cutter more, obviously with his standard curveball. And Baltimore's bullpen is one of the best in baseball. And in a game where I think the starters either cancel out or maybe Morton's a little bit better, I like the Orioles bullpen against the Blue Jays bullpen and like the Orioles offense against the Blue Jays offense. So give me Baltimore at a plus money price here today.
Baltimore Orioles, the Birds, the O's, plus 111 against the Jays. Again, and by the way, even now we flash up, you know, it's not a dime line.
Yeah.
Come on, at that price. Plus 111, though, on the Birds for Adam. Anything else baseball? Or you want to go to college hoops?
Yeah, I'm going to take San Diego here today in a couple of different ways. I like the full game money line, minus 125, and I like the Padres first five minus half a run at slight plus money here. I'm trying to fade pitchers that had a really significant innings increase from 2023 to 2024. One of those guys is Reynaldo Lopez, and his velocity was down throughout spring training here. And that's the guy that, you know, he went six shutout innings in his final spring training start against Detroit. But you need to dig deeper into the box score because he allowed 11 hard hit balls in that game. They just happened to be hit at people. So Lopez did not look good throughout the spring. Dylan Cease looked pretty good, and I expect him to be good to go here for this season. But I'm trying to fade some of those guys with the big innings increases. I should have gone against Michael King yesterday because he was one of them. I thought Cole Reagans wasn't particularly sharp yesterday. There were several others as well. I mean, Paul Skeens wasn't as sharp as he usually is. So I'm trying to fade those guys early on in the season, and Reynaldo Lopez is one that fits the bill for me. So I'm taking the Padres a couple different ways here, full game and first five run line.
I like it. Joe Pita is also on the Padres full game, so you guys are simpatico on that today at Petco a little later on, the Braves and the Padres. By the way, Adam, you also annoyed with the fact that Major League Baseball couldn't fill these windows day one and two with games?
I'm annoyed with everything Major League Baseball does, if we're being completely honest. You know, the other thing too is, and I've kind of mentioned this on a couple of guest spots, we don't have ample data yet, obviously, because the season is, you know, 1 day old, 3 days old, if you want to consider the Tokyo series, but we never know how the baseball is going to play coming into the year. So
yeah,
that's just kind of one of those things we have to sort of bet into the unknown. And, you know, it'll take us probably 4 or 5 weeks to get some actual good data. But that's always a tough thing for me, too, coming into the season. And honestly, it's almost more of a mental block than anything else, because you start overanalyzing and overthinking, you know, what if the baseball is playing this way? What if it's dead? What if it's jumpy again? You know, so that's been a tough part for me already heading into this season.
Well, and that's the thing. Also, they also change it midstream sometimes, right? We come back from the All-Star break and it's a completely different run environment. So it's hard to get, you know, it's hard to even think that anything will sustain as a season progresses. To college basketball, the Sweet 16, the second half of the Sweet 16 tonight. We finally got a classic. I started the show by talking about that earlier with Arkansas and Texas Tech last night. Finally, a game where we're like, oh, wow, this was March Madness level that we've come to expect through the years. Duke and Bama, Florida and Texas Tech. Let's start with those before we get to the games tonight. Any thought on either of those two Elite Eight games that are already intact now, with Florida and Duke both 6.5-point favorites, respectively?
I can tell you what, there's absolutely no way I'd bet the Alabama-Duke under. I mean, it might come through, but it would be excruciating to root for that bet. So I am not playing that one. Texas Tech and Florida is tricky for me because I really like Texas Tech coming into the tournament, but honestly, they haven't impressed me a whole lot. I mean, they are a team that I picked to get to this point, to take on Florida, who is my national champion in my brackets and all of that. But yeah, Florida just looks so strong. You know, they're so strong on both ends of the floor, although the Alex Condon injury is an issue for them. And the game really changed last night against Maryland when he went out. That allowed the Terps to get back into it. And Florida did rally, make adjustments, wound up blowing them out in the second half. But that's one where you know, I'm kind of a little bit apprehensive to take Florida, but again, the fact that they adjusted so well in the second half makes me think that I'm definitely more inclined to lay it than I am to take it in that game with Texas Tech and Florida.
Yeah, and about that total with Bama, I completely agree with you. Did you see FanDuel put out a total for the Bama-Duke game that was like in the 160s, and it moved 11 points immediately upwards? That was like they put out a horrible line yesterday. I wish I had, not that we have access to FanDuel, but that's one of those things you dream of. Now it's 174. I'm even seeing right now, I'm looking at a 175. So back to levels that it was last night, in other words, for another Bama game. Okay, and then tonight, Auburn favored by 9 over Michigan. Michigan State, 3.5-point favorites over Ole Miss, or Mississippi, I should say. 8.5 is the line in the Houston-Purdue game. And then Tennessee, a 4.5-point favorite over the Kentucky Wildcats. Anything in those four tonight?
Yeah, so I'm taking Purdue plus the points and sprinkled the money line in that one. I mean, this game's at Lucas Oil Stadium, which could be problematic for both teams, if we're being honest, because neither team really gets inside a ton. They are both jump shot oriented teams. And as we know with Houston, when they're shooting almost 40% from three this season, that's the big difference with the Cougars this year compared to previous iterations. They've always been elite defensively. Now they finally have something to go with it on offense, but Purdue is really good at challenging shooters. They're good at challenging threes. They're very experienced at the guard position. And again, you're playing in a football stadium now where the sight lines are going to be different. Shooting backdrops are going to be different. Depth perception's different. I think it's a struggle for Houston tonight. Give me Purdue plus the points and sprinkle that money line.
There we go. There's a different take on that game. Purdue with a little sprinkle on the money line in addition to ATS from Adam Burke. All good points. Adam, great to see you. Good luck with all the bets today, sir.
Take care, gentlemen.
Adam Burke, everybody, our VSiN managing editor.
That's right.
Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Steve Fezzik, so much to talk about next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, I cannot stress this enough. Profit X. If you're betting on baseball, make sure you're getting the best odds with Profit X. Profit X is the first peer-to-peer sports exchange in the U.S. available in 40-plus states. That means you're betting against other fans, not the sports books, giving you, on average, 10 to 20% better odds. You can even request your own odds. Download ProfitX today and use code VSIN. And honestly, if you are in a state that has this, one of those 40, and you're not using it, you're not doing it right. Code VSIN. That's what you need at ProfitX. Because honestly, and as I bring in our guest here, ladies and gentlemen, let's do his proper intro. It's time for Fezzik Fridays, everybody.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
That time is now. What's happening? Steve Fezzik, everybody. Only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. How you doing?
So I don't want to get ProfitX mad at me, but like when they say you save 10 to 20%, I got to talk to Joe Pita about this. You save 70 to 80% instead of laying minus 110.
Yeah.
You're laying like minus 102. That is, instead of paying $10 for a hamburger, you can pay $2. That's like 80%. I don't know where they got the 10 to 20%.
Well, it should be put in those terms, right?
Yes.
In the minus money. So people can understand it that much quicker.
Exactly. The vigorous you're paying.
That's right.
Is like reduced by 80%.
Okay. What I love, listen, you're again, we always, bust on you because nice person in real life, Meshuggah on Twitter, absolutely out of your mind.
Completely.
Reprehensible human being on Twitter.
WWF.
What I appreciate is that, like so many of our guests, you also listen to the show. And so you have things to say, both today's show and on previous shows. Today's show, you have a reaction. You love Adam Burke. You have a reaction to the sprinkle. You don't like sprinkling anymore.
I don't like these money lines. I know I go back and forth with Jeff Benson, and the reason is the bid versus the ask. So you bet Purdue plus 290, you bet Houston minus 350, and Jeffrey would come in and say, hey, your theoretical hold is really small here. It's beatable. And I would disagree, and I would say, yes, your theoretical hold is small, and it's absolutely not beatable. And the reason being, if you go to a Profit X and you look at what they're doing, I'm sure it's something along the lines of minus, 320 plus 310. I mean, it's such a small difference. To use an example, I'm using an example. Roulette, 38 numbers. It pays 35-1. Okay. Imagine they offered a bet on roulette. You could bet no, a number won't come up at minus 4,000. So you can bet, Yes, 35-1. No, -4,000. Greatest game ever. Theoretical hold, like, below 1%. So, obviously, roulette's a 5.26% game. Just by offering a no, -4,000 doesn't magically make it a beatable game.
I love your... You're like, obviously, it's a 5.26 game. Half the listeners are like, yeah, sure, Steve, obviously.
If you bet every number, you'd have to wager, yes. risk $38, and you would get back 35. So, yeah. That's...
Crack and I were on yesterday, as we always are on Thursdays. Crack is Bill Krakenberger, of course, always kind enough to spend unscripted with Bill Krakenberger for an hour with us here on A Numbers Game. Just awesome. And you had a couple reactions, both comical and more serious. The comical one was, we were talking about, somehow we got in a conversation of jobs where people are way more drunk with power than they ought to be. And I use the example of the person in the passenger pickup area of an airport who believes they are the emperor of the universe.
There's
when they have
hundreds
you.
Of empty spots. It's a 20% capacity.
Keep looping.
But just in case there is like a hurricane tsunami that comes in, we need to keep the pathway open. You cannot stay in spot 18.
But that's my mother. She's walking over here. She's 80 years old. I see her right there. Moving around. I'll tow you. Around. All right, you had an example of that.
Yeah, so when you go golfing, it is your privilege to play their golf course and pay the $150. So it starts at the clubhouse and then the starter. And there's rules on my course. Oh, and you will not go onto the fairway on number 6, 9, or 12. Especially, think about this. The number one thing a golf course could do is, the first time you're playing it, have a welcoming environment and like, oh, we really appreciate your business. I have never... gotten that from any golf course.
That's right. That's a good one as well. Okay, and the more serious thing we were talking about, we got into the whole discussion of dime lines in baseball, and specifically the disappearance of dime lines in baseball. And this got you thinking about other ways that you're getting gouged as a bettor these days.
I'm getting gouged everywhere. I go to Starbucks where I don't get gouged because it's free.
Here's the thing. My instant reaction is to say, well, then stop going to Starbucks. But I know how your brain works, man. Like, if something is free, you can't physically restrain yourself.
And so what happens is I get 4 free drinks and I get a $10 food comp for free. And the Starbucks at Caesars is next to the gym. So it's time is money. It's efficiency. It's like the closest spot. And so actually I found the chicken jalapeno pocket, 200 calories, very good. So I'm pleased with one food option finally. But it just what aggravates me is that if I was talk to the CEO of Starbucks, it's like, have one really good food option, fresh, that you make. Las Vegas used to do this, like with the shrimp cocktails, and brings everybody in to have a 99-cent shrimp cocktail, and it's so good, giving value, and the value is gone now in this town. Look at what's happening. Not just with the dime lines with baseball, they're disappearing, but you bet a Nerfy Yerfy. Oh, what's this? Yes, -115. No, -115. Circa does it right. -110 in each direction. Team totals. They're dealing in -115. Live wagering, -117.
Oh, live
props,
wagering.
-120 each direction. These young kids are too stupid to know better. They think it's normal. It's like they think that's... That's okay. It's not okay. Jimmy Vaccaro.
It's a combination of both ignorance and not caring either, mm-hmm. right? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jimmy Vaccaro.
No. But what Jimmy Vaccaro famously often would say, are you worried you're going to lose? And he's like, well, we got +110 in our favor, you know? So, I mean, we get to shade our lines based upon where the money's going to come in. And they're laying -110, so I'm getting +110. You don't need to make it +117.
Well, I think maybe you'll agree with this. I think the even more direct example is, we just had this thing at Virgin where there was no VIG for the 2 days.
Amazing.
Remember?
On sides, day of the game.
So we all won on Thursday, and we all gave some back, if not all of it, on Friday, if not more than back, right? And so that's just an example of, okay, here's no VIG, and it's hard enough to beat. So now imagine VIG is obviously built in, but then if the VIG is in a gouging phase, you're two levels beyond that now.
And no doubt. And you know what's interesting is that, and you talk about my persona on Twitter and the like, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of professional bettors that have this great relationship with all the bookmakers in town. Me, not so much. My friends, not so much, because inevitably you're going to get into situations where you're going to be beating those bookmakers. And this whole kumbaya, everybody going out to dinner thing, I just don't get it. It's like all the people I know that are really good bettors are like kind of hated by the bookmakers. Of course, they're not in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame because That's only for bookmakers.
All right, here he goes. Here he goes on another one of his subjects. Okay, but bringing it back to is because we just did a Profit X a promo, and that's an exchange. And by the way, you didn't even mention, I don't think, team totals and props and all the things you're getting gouged on as well.
But, -115
But essentially,
right?
And we brought this up with Crackers, essentially what's going to happen is bettors are going to be wiser at some point and just be like, deuces, we're going on these exchanges. So the exchanges are like, here we are. Right.
Not to mention a reduced juice price like Bet 105. It's like, hey, I like my shop. People are good people. They treat me right. I no real reason to change. You know what? I'm OK paying a little extra for gasoline, especially when they give me a free coffee when I go into that shop and I know everyone. But then when they gouging me through the roof, you know what? All right. I'm going to the discount gas place, etc. And that's what's going to happen. They're sending us to other venues because they're gouging us.
This is another thing we talked about. It has nothing to do with this subject, but we were just talking about, and we've been talking about for the last couple of days, as has other shows, baseball's ridiculous lack of scheduling and early windows the first 2 days of the season, and what a missed opportunity that is for them. Because why would you want eyeballs on your sport? And all the games were scheduled like, let's see how many we can have run into the Sweet 16. There's a whole other sport that starts today.
Yes, football is back. The USFL could be the greatest secret. A special investigative report here.
Numbers game investigation.
By ANG has indicated that there is going to be games, but no one cares. You know why? It just amazes me, Gil. How hard is it to just look at the entire schedule? And I get it. Something's always going on. But it's MLB opening week, and it's the Sweet 16. Why wouldn't you wait one more week to go ahead and launch your football? They just can't seem to get it right. And if you don't have a home run the first week, it's never going to get any traction.
I know you to be a guy who loves playing the Grand Salami. Did you play the Grand Salami opening day?
Yeah, I lost. So I played under 109.5 and 130 runs were scored. Now,
For those who don't know, again, new bettors, total runs scored on a given day in Major League Baseball by all the teams playing.
Yes. And what was eye-opening to me was it wasn't oftentimes you get train wrecked because there's like 115-9 type of game, but that really didn't exist. It was across the board. There was a lot of high scoring games, a lot of bullpens blowing leads. Giant Magic against
Giant
the Reds.
Magic, baby.
So I'm thinking to myself, hey, there's a lot of Twilight games. It's hard to hit in Twilight. You know, the funky hour start times, that should benefit the pitchers. And if the dominant pitchers, the number ones, didn't do so well, and we saw 130 runs, maybe that baseball's wound a little tighter this year. We'll see.
All it did was take you one day to sort of have this thought now that you're a little worried about.
Just a thought. We're going to keep a close eye on it.
More with Fezzik on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready to take your sports betting to the next level? The Sharp Plays at sharpplays.com is your secret weapon. Since 2011, they've been building trusted relationships with major sports books and sports insiders worldwide. They provide daily updates on what top professional sports bettors and betting groups are wagering on, so you're always ahead of the game. But that's not all. They just launched a cutting-edge AI betting analyst that provides even more selections and reports, giving you the edge you need to win. And the best part is you can check out the Sharp Plays free content anytime, get real-time betting action reports, alerts, and more through email and X directly from the pros. Plus, explore all their records, including detailed online logs right on the website at sharpplays.com. With the Sharp Plays, you're joining a team that's never had a losing year. What do you have to lose? Start today. Get access to the best betting insights at sharpplays.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Buddhist Man. Given the last time a pioneer overslept went very, very poorly, and he has pictures to prove it. Judd O'Connor. Gil all coked up. This show always has a new twist. And how about Wilmer Flores? Never a doubt. Ah, yes. Well, by the way, Coca-Cola boys and girls is what he's referring to. Let's be clear on that. Wilmer Flores, Giants Magic yesterday. His last, you may remember Wilmer Flores' last big moment in Giants uniform when Max Scherzer was given a third strike call when the 107-win Giants were playing the Dodgers in the best of five. I mean, not that I'm still thinking about it. This is from, let's see, Jack Larkin over at Sport Trade says all MLB money lines 1% wide on Sport Trade as well. Eric Biggio from Will Hill. I love it. Also, guys running exchanges and books chiming in, Eric Biggio from William Hill. He says, regarding Fez crack on MLB pricing, from my side of the counter, have tried my best to offer competitive pricing, reduced juice. Majority of players now, unfortunately, just want the SGPs. Yeah, the same game parlays and big wagering menus. Pricing is not a big concern for the recreational players. And I am nodding my head to what Eric was saying, because this is what I interjected. I broke your flow by saying it's not that ignorance is necessarily the main emotion. It's just that they don't care. And we are way too close to the sun often to realize that. Like, the average person is just doing this for giggles, and they are less concerned with hearing about doing this right than they are with just showing up and, hey, I've got $250, whatever the number is, and I'm prepared to lose that amount.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's people that see me take my car into the dealership to get the oil change, and they're like losing their minds. It's like, what a square ball, right, with what he's paying.
But he's at William Hill Caesars. Eric Biggio is on a non-sports betting note. They have a promotion that you wanted to mention on Caesars?
Yeah, so Caesars is fantastic. So all March, if you have jackpots from other properties, competitors, just bring them in the paperwork, hand it to them, and they'll give you entries into a $50,000 drawing in April. So if you're already playing and you already have these jackpots, it's a no-brainer. Why not? Go ahead and sign up for a free roll.
Okay, let's have this discussion, because I've been coming on here every day this week and talking about, oh my God, it's the most miserable stretch of tennis betting I've ever had in my life. How's your March Madness going?
For my clients, it's been fine. With what I'm giving out pre-flop, it's been decent. But for my own betting, oh my gosh, my live wagering. Like, we have a text thread where we have the bear and we have, Todd and Will Hill. And I've had so many close games where I played under with like 4 minutes to go, and I've been train wrecked by the overtime Hashem. I don't even want to add it up. Like, how many games I've lost, and like, I had like UC Irvine second half parlay with the under, and it's like, it's 63 all, and I'm like, I see it coming. It's like a car crash.
The absolute funniest part about this text group, which is, as Steve said, the two of us and those three guys, is that Todd Wishnev, a renounced Orthodox Jew, he grew up as an Orthodox Jew, blames much of his betting troubles on Hashem, which is what the Orthodox refer to as God, and it is to our never-ending amusement, Todd's and mine, that we now have Gentiles like you and Will Hill and Felica liberally using the term Hashem. This is the funniest part of the whole thing.
And God forbid I make fun of Hashem. I'm like, I'll text
you that.
Hashem is asleep. We got a winner here, Todd, on your team total. It looks so good. And he loses his mind. And I don't think I've ever congratulated Todd on a winner and it wound up losing. I literally think he's like 17-0 on these.
Okay, because you are an antagonistic guy on this, because you think it's hilarious if you call a winner before it's happening.
But he's won every single one
of
them.
He wants to kill you for doing that every time. Anyway, you make a bigger point, though, which is, and this is just a gambling Twitter kind of thing, which is, here you are saying, like, I've had a bad March Madness.
And terrible versus expectation. This is a time of year I'm normally printing money.
Versus your own expectation on an annual basis. That's right. Oh, same with me on hard courts, right? It's like, well, this is not the hard court season we become accustomed to.
If you break even, it's a disaster.
But it is, I think it is beneficial, right, to say to folks who are new to betting, it happens to everybody. And don't be sort of hoodwinked by the general tone where on like a Twitter, where no one ever loses a bet ever.
There is an exception. Anything. Crack and I never lose.
When you're betting through Crack, you guys never lose.
Ever. I mean, like,
it's just a luck box thing.
For whatever reason, we're a good team. And, Bill will be the first person to confirm. He's like, yep. It's like, I don't ever remember Fez having to give me money on bets we placed. It's like, it's like we either chop or I hand him $10,000, once a month.
Yeah. And I saw you, I told the story about it. Crack and I both talked about it yesterday, how we were at Virgin and you almost got him kicked out of the building because you dared have him bet something twice and they came at him strong armed.
Rules? What rules? I don't see any rules.
It's in the fine print. But no, the thing about the no one loses a bet, though, you were joking. You were like, I'm surprised. How are these books not filed Chapter 11 yet?
And back with the futures also, because here we go. Like when there's an underdog that makes like the Sweet 16. All right. I hear all the time about, yep, had VCU.
Oh, yeah.
Had Rhode Island. Had, you know, had these guys go into the Final Four. And yet, so here we have a chalkity chalk tournament. And at almost every expert podcast I listen to, I'm like, yep, I got Duke to win it all. And I got Texas Tech. And it's like, it's unbelievable how like people like only talk about how well they're doing with like all their futures, regardless of whether it was a chalky tournament or a dog tournament.
Well, speaking of a future, we did have a listener question earlier from A. Brown down in Jungle Land. If there's time, and there is right now, because this is a perfect segue to the futures talk, can you ask Fezzik to run through a hedging strategy at this point in the tourney, sitting on some monster futures? Here he goes. But of course, none of them are Duke or Florida. He says Texas Tech is what he has. 70-1 feels like it's time. So now Texas Tech is a dog, right, in this Elite Eight game. Mm-hmm. So what's the... You know, someone asked this the other day, and it was also the same situation, and they're like, oh, should I start hedging? It was before the Sweet 16. And my response is, okay, it's too early. And secondly, you're the dog, so there's no real natural way to start this. Maybe if they went out to some big lead in the next game, you could get in live. I don't know what your bets were. But, like, what would your general hedging strategy be for someone in this position?
Well, the person that addressed this in his book, read Dan Abrams' book.
Dan Abrams chimed in earlier.
Well, yeah. Right, but you could have... But how much did you lose? The title of his book is basically always playback. But so let's say you bet $1,000.
You really want him to change the title.
Yeah, I hate the title. Let's say you bet $1,000 at 71. So you bet you're going to win 70,000. But what you bet is irrelevant. It's what you're going to win. Okay. The 71, I don't care. It's so let's say you're going to win 70,000. Let's say Texas Tech, you look at the implied no vig odds and maybe they got a 5% chance to win. All right. So your ticket really, it's worth 3,500. It's like saying, I've got $3,500 worth of Texas Tech stock right now. All right. So if you're going to hedge it all the way, you would risk $3,500 on the money line on their opponent next round. Okay. And then you'd be indifferent whether they won or lost. I typically hedging the whole way is wrong because you're making a negative EV bet. So off the top of my head, if that was the case, I might risk $1,500 on the money line against their opponent.
Okay. You think people's instinct to hedge is a little over the top, that their instinct oftentimes is shouldn't be as strong as it is? Like, you made the bet in the first place for a reason. There feels like, to me anyway, there's a cottage industry of you must hedge, you must lock in at all times. I don't know how you feel about that.
I think if your normal bet size in this case is like, let's say you bet 1,000 typically, yeah. And now you basically you're wagering $3,500 on the Texas Tech money line because that's like the implied value. And I'm just using these as hypothetical numbers. As soon as you're starting to wager 3, 4, 5 times more than your typical wager, at that point, I think you should consider playing back something. And Abrams covers that in his book. Bring your stats background and your math degree with you when you read some of it.
Yes.
I would put those in the appendices myself. But it's I've gone through the math and it's spot on correct.
So you have not had a good NCAA tournament, but not necessarily when it comes to preflop. Preflop, you've done okay.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have a preflop bet tonight.
Yeah, so let's go to a football stadium. I love betting unders in football stadiums. So we will go to Lucas Oil Stadium, Purdue-Houston. You gotta love Houston's defense. All they do is foul on every possession. And they get away with it most of the time. So they on lockdown mode.
You can't call all of them. That's
no, you
strategy.
Can't. And yeah. Purdue is not going to want to, you know, go fast paced either as the dog. So with both teams looking to slow it down, I don't want to play any more game overs. I'm tired of overtime. I'm tired of foul fests. So I'm going first half. Current number under 61.5 be my best bet.
First half under 61.5 Purdue Houston tonight from Fezzik. Steve Fezzik, everybody. You can follow him on Twitter at your own peril, perhaps. At Fezzik Sports. More with Stevie on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Chas v'chalila that we should run through some best bets here. Best bets courtesy of GBank, the official bank of Visa, ladies and gentlemen. Beginning with my own, I'm on Michigan tonight. Again, I have this in the contest. It's actually in pocket. I got the worst of it in pocket, plus 7.5. Right now, Michigan is a consensus 8.5-point dog. Got to 9 at one point, back to 8.5 now, against the Auburn Tigers, number one seed in the region. So I'm on the Wolverines tonight, plus the points. Kelly is on Michigan plus 9. He was smarter than me. He got the better number versus Auburn. And he's got the Michigan State-Florida parlay still going. He hit the first half of that yesterday. That's a money line parlay on Michigan State and Florida, which pays plus 111. So he's got that pending into tonight. Steve Fezzik, moments ago, Purdue-Houston, first half under 61.5, because Fezzik wants no part of a foul fest or late-game shenanigans. Overtime being chief among those shenanigans. So he's doing the first half under in that game. Dr. Bob, not present. But once again, we have his plays. Auburn minus 8 tonight against Michigan. He's oppo us.
Uh-oh.
And then Tennessee minus 4 against Kentucky. By the way, Joe Pita not listed, also in terms of people who weren't on the show today, but also gave out his bets. Joe Pita, who had a 3-0 in baseball yesterday, he's on the Marlins, Padres, Rangers, and Mets today as Stevie frantically jots these down. You want me to write them again?
Yes.
Say them again. Marlins, Padres, Rangers, and Mets. From PETA, who went 3-0 plus 3.1 units.
Go,
yesterday.
Joe.
Chris Valika on the show earlier. He's on the Auburn team total over 81.5 tonight against Michigan and Houston to win the region, to win their region at minus 115. How about some horses from Chris Valika as well? Fantasy stakes at Oaklawn Race 12 tomorrow. The number one horse, Take Charge Milady, at 6-1 is the play. Then in the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn, race 13 tomorrow, number 9, Cornucopian, is at 7-5. And he also adds, if you want to bet Cornucopian for the Kentucky Derby, do so before the Arkansas Derby tomorrow, because if Cornucopian happens to win that, man, are his or is that horse's Kentucky Derby odds going to get slashed. Florida Derby tomorrow as well at Gulfstream, race 14, Jimmy's Dailies, 12-1, the number 6 horse, the third of Chris's horse racing bets. Then he has there's a parlay in soccer. I know you love these, Stevie. I know you're a big fan of parlays.
Love base winner also.
He hit his black and orange one. Orioles, by the way, he pushed back on you. He's like, I will show Stevie why these are good bets, as he hits the Orioles-Giants one yesterday. But for Felica, it's an English Championship League One La Liga team totals parlay where he is betting against human achievement for all four of these teams. Lincoln under 1.5 goals, Swansea under 1.5 goals at Leeds, Bristol City under 1.5 goals at Burnley, and Valladolid under 1.5 goals at Real Sociedad. That is a parlay that pays minus 145. And then Jensen Lewis was kind enough to join us on the show today, co-host of By the Books with Dave Ross here at VSiN. He's on the A's Mariners under 7 runs today in Major League Baseball. Not to be outdone, Adam Burke. Man, we had a lot of best bets on the show today. Adam Burke, he is on the Padres a couple ways tonight against the Braves. He's on the Padres first 5 money line, minus 140, and the Padres full game at minus 126. And then in college basketball, he went with Purdue. He's on the Boilermakers plus the points against Houston tonight, and he sprinkled, much to Stevie's chagrin, he sprinkled on the money line. He's allowed to do that, Stevie. You don't get to decide what people get to do. You can't be that controlling.
Like the Big Lebowski. It's like my opinion, man.
G-Bank Best Bets, the official bank of Visa, always brought to you by G-Bank. Upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. This is from Sportsbook Conciliary. Sharapan, right?
That's Sharapan. Love Dave Sharapan.
He said, people don't care about the prices until it affects them. Talking about, he was responding to Eric Biggio's comments over there from William Hill. D-Gen Southern Gent, love that Fezzik has changed his tune over the years in regards to how he's treated by the books. The Ringo Starr peace and love soundbite still lives rent-free in my head. So he's suggesting you used to be on more friendly terms and now you're not?
I believe so. Said that, there's like two books in town I love right now. So I love Circa and I actually love Wynn. I love the boutique Wynn sports book, and Treasure Island treated me very nicely, and they're going away. They're becoming a station in 1 month, which makes me sad.
Hold that thought one time. Todd Bubba Horwitz, players must understand drawdowns are a part of this business. If they learn and understand them, they can create an edge as long as they know their win rate. Fear and greed kill players that don't understand.
What's a drawdown? I don't understand.
You'd have to ask Todd. Bubba. You'd have to ask Bubba himself.
Okay.
And then Tagarit, hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tagarit says, opening day and winning tickets cashed as per the guest on Wednesday. Baltimore with the most runs on the day, I think, was given out at 15-1. Yes, Legeza yesterday just strolling on in here with some instant offense and hits a 15-1 on the Orioles, scoring the most runs yesterday in Major League Baseball.
If only he had more energy.
If only, that's exactly right. If only he had more energy, for God's sakes. All right, I have one more question for you, which is you have determined that this is the best time to come to Vegas. Why?
So best time to come to Circa
specifically. Circa.
So I had an epiphany. All right. So when you get a primo, great hotel like Circa, and they specialize in obviously sports betting, sports watching and the like, what happens is that it's the supply and demand curve. There's too much demand. So what happens? I had some friends come and stay at Circa. I had a great time, but the books at capacity, $10,000 to have a booth for, you know, one day on Thursday or Friday. So if you want to come to Circa and have the time of your life, come this week. Come not during the most crowded time. Now, if you want to come during the opening round, go to Westgate, go to South Point, all right? Because they've got the big showrooms and they can accommodate you.
You're making the distinction between the Sweet 16 and the opening round.
That's right. So go to a place that has a big showroom and lots and lots of capacity for the opening round. But now this round, perfect to go to Circa, because now all of a sudden there aren't so many crowds that it's difficult.
Not that we're doing an advertisement for Circa, but we do our show. I said do. We do our show from Circa Resort Casino Resort Casino here in downtown Las Vegas. But you even say now that if Circa did not exist, you might move from Nevada.
Might be time to like go to Colorado, because you know, where can I bet in town? Where can I get anything down? Yeah. You know, it's
more of a problem every day.
Absolutely. And you hit a point where, like, I got to tell you, as a bettor, you get so frustrated where you get hit with insulting limits and the like at a book. And it's all you can do not to say, you know, I could just bring in, you know, my contingent and get down 20 times as much. If you want me to do it that way, why not just take half the normal limit from me? Wouldn't it be easier?
It's also even just, and we've said this in some form or another before, but it's not even always about that they won't take the bet eventually. It's the hoops you have to jump through to get to the bet you want. So we just talked about, you know, if you want to make a bet at a certain shop, they push you for, oh, look, it's on the app. I'm going to make the bet at the counter. You go to the counter like, sorry, we don't have it at the counter. You got to put your money in the app. Then you put it in the app. You get limited in the app, except you're not really limited, because if you bet it 50 times, not 50, but let's say 10 times, they make you bet it 10 times to get to the number you were going to bet it anyway at the outset.
And what they don't realize is it so angers some people.
Oh, it just makes it, you don't want to do it.
Well, literally, you're like, all right, you got, then you wait for a really, really bad number. And then you send in, you know, your female Asian friend and have her bet 100 that game parlayed to the entire board 100 times because you're so infuriated at how you're treated.
Let me run interference for you. Stevie means that because that is often a profile that a sports book does not deem as likely to be successful. So it's not you who's saying that.
Thank you, Gil.
Right? Yes. Kelly, the mysterious Asian female who worked with Phil Ivey. Is a
playing
great
the backer
story.
At when he was edge sorting and edge the cards sorting. Were upside
That's
down,
right.
So he knew when the eights and nines were coming. If he had just been betting it, it would have been someone would have realized sooner. Versus, you know, having a partner. Having said all that, with the Phil Ivey, everyone at the casino should be fired immediately. Like, what do you think, Phil Ivey? Do you think he's just a square ball that's donating his money? Oh, every time he bets big on the player, an eight or nine comes. Fifth grader could have.
That's a whole nother story. The edge sorting story with Phil Ivey. That's for another day. But I had. The woman who, Rose Everett, what was her name, who put together the 30 by 30 short on that. She was lovely. She was on the show. Oh. Rose Everett, I believe, was her name.
He did nothing wrong. He should have been paid. It's a travesty.
Yeah. By the way, the drink ticket thing is also the most comical of all this, which is, hey, we don't give out drink tickets anymore if you don't bet at the counter. Well, you told me I couldn't bet at the counter.
That's right, Steve. No drinks, no soup for you.
It's unbelievable. Stevie, always interesting. Every which way. A myriad of topics, and we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Come to Circa. You'll have your time of your life. I love Circa.
There it is. Steve Fezzik. Stormy is next with Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Good luck with all your bets.